Welcome to the Pets Who Thrive podcast, where we cover all areas of natural animal health and challenge what we've been conditioned to think regarding how to raise and keep a healthy pet. My name is Tammy. I'm an entrepreneur and a certified animal naturopath with a passion for animals and empowering other pet owners with tools for creating the healthiest version of your amazing pets. Let's dive in. Hello, I am so glad you're joining me today. I have a very special guest that I'm very excited about, Brad Clinthorne, the retail support specialist for Steve's Real Food, is here to tell us about their amazing products and kind of the story behind Steve's. This is a top-selling food in my store, Bark Avenue, and there's a reason it is top-selling. So you're going to learn, hopefully, a lot of information today from Brad. So, Brad, I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, Tammy. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for bringing me on today.
Absolutely. So, first of all, can you talk a little bit about how Steve's Real Food started, kind of what the reason behind it was? And I know it's kind of one of the first ones that was out there, one of the first raw foods. Yeah.
Yep, it was actually the very first on the market, and that's one of the reasons that it was created. So believe it or not, started by a guy named Steve. there is a Steve in its history.
Yep.
So back in 1998, Steve Brown founded the company. So Steve was creating his own blend of raw food for his dogs at home and for his friends, and demand really started to take off. You know, he saw the changes that it made in dogs. He saw how successfully they did on this diet. And at the time, there was no commercial option available. If you wanted to feed raw food, which many did, you had to do it at home. And so people would get together in these big raw parties and they would mix their own food and freeze large batches of it. But not everyone did that. And so there was a need for that expertly formulated raw food that you could buy ready to serve. There wasn't anything on the market at that point. Steve was the first one to bring that to stores. So I'm really appreciative to him for that. And I think a lot of us in the raw industry are, you know, bridging that gap between this is amazing, we have to make it at home, though, and this is amazing, you can go down to the store and buy it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I love about Steve is he saw animals as natural systems, not as robots. So rather than trying to separate out all these vitamins and minerals and supplement them, provide them in, you know, supplemental forms, he wanted to provide everything in as natural a form as possible. And one other really cool thing about him, he didn't just look at minimums or maximums that were set by AFCO. Instead, he thought, you know, there must be really ideal levels for these animals. And so he spent a lot of time researching that as well. And what came out of it all is an amazingly nutritious food with all of the nutrients coming from natural sources.
Which is so important because the body really doesn't know what to do with like a synthetic vitamin pack, you know? So
absolutely,
the fact that he was able to formulate the recipes to give the pets exactly what they needed with real food, that speaks a lot about the company.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, when you feed those concentrated or those synthetic forms of vitamins, sometimes you're bypassing certain systems that are there for a reason or that are doing something important. For example, some of the bacteria in our gut, they break down complex nutrients and make vitamins available to us that we wouldn't be able to digest on our own. Now, when we provide those vitamins in supplemental form, we are bypassing those bacteria. We're putting them out of a job. And those bacteria may be playing other roles in the body besides just providing that vitamin. Like I said, we're natural systems. We're not robots. So it's not as easy as just, you know, put in vitamin X, put in vitamin A. There are these very complicated symbiotic relationships going on within us. So providing natural forms, you know, these natural foods with everything that comes in with that is incredibly important.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So tell me a little bit about kind of the importance of ingredient sourcing, how Steve's, you know, sources their ingredients. Just want to know a little bit about some of the I guess the integrity behind how they get all their ingredients.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just the ingredients that you're putting into the food. Ingredients don't start at when the truck pulls up to the factory. Ingredients start at the farm level, at your partner level. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's really important to us. We always want the best of the best, you know, and that goes deeper than just those amazing ingredients. Everything we get is human grade. We compete with restaurants for our ingredients. But we consider every piece of the puzzle. We like to partner with family farms. All of our produce is grown naturally and pesticide-free. We like to source things as locally as possible to help minimize our carbon footprint and to help support local communities. That is so important to us. And so we've been able to find local sourcing for many of the ingredients that we put into our food. However, when we can't, we want to focus on best. Mm-hmm. And so we look for the very best places for each of the ingredients that we put into our foods. And all of our sourcing, it's 100% transparent. It's available on our website. That's one thing we're really into, is making sure that you can see what is going into your dog's food. But we've worked very hard to ensure that everything going in is good, and you can also feel good about where those ingredients are coming from. For example, our animals, they're all humanely raised. Our beef is grass-fed and grass-finished. Our chickens get to go outside into real sunlight. It makes them convert vitamins into a more nutritious form. Our pork, it's raised on a farm where they grow all the food for the pigs themselves.
Wow.
So the vetting, yeah, behind the sourcing is just incredible.
Yeah. That is amazing. And I love that it's human grade, that you partner mm-hmm. with family farms, pesticide free on the plant products, mm-hmm. You know, just making it as clean as possible and the commitment to that. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Every decision that, you know, a business makes has an impact, and we want to focus on creating positivity with every choice that we make.
Yeah, absolutely.
Helping support communities. Yeah.
Good. So one of the things that I think a lot of people worry about, you know, whenever they're mm-hmm. trying to, you know, think about feeding a raw diet is, oh my gosh, there's going to be so much bacteria, you know, et cetera.
Right.
How do you address that as a company?
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting how much focus bacteria gets when it comes to raw food, and yet how we never talk about it in other foods or other formats of feeding. Mm-hmm. We live in a bacteria-rich world. You know, by DNA, our bodies are 56% bacteria. There's more mm-hmm. bacteria DNA in our bodies than human DNA. So, you know, that's just something to keep in mind whenever we have the bacteria discussion. There is no sterile kibbles out there that I know of. There are no sterile treats out there. Everything has bacteria, and everything has the potential for having pathogenic bacteria. Mm-hmm. Keeping that in mind, we want to really minimize that risk as much as possible. So from start to finish, this comes all the way back to our sourcing. By sourcing from family farmers, by sourcing from farms that raise their animals more humanely, you cut down on the amount of pathogenic bacteria risk that mm-hmm. you take on when you bring those ingredients in. By sourcing our food from the human food chain, again, you're cutting down on your chances for contamination. And then every step of the manufacturing process at the facility is designed to create a really safe food. But at the end, we have this awesome process called high pressure processing. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually a huge fan of this. I know high pressure processing can be controversial, but there's a lot of misinformation out there about it. People used to say, oh, it partially cooks the food, or it destroys all of the bacteria, it destroys the enzymes, it destroys the nutrients. It's not raw food anymore. But the truth is, HPP, you know, you can tweak it. You can change it up quite a bit. We use a low pressure, and we use a low hold time. So you could almost consider it a gentler HPP. Now, the pathogenic bacteria, your E. coli, your Listeria, your Salmonella, they're more sensitive to pressure than some of the good bacteria that are in our foods. So through our HPP process, we are destroying the pathogenic bacteria. It's a huge, you know, we're absolutely doing that. However, some of the good bacteria survives our HPP process and will actually repopulate in the food even under cold conditions. The enzymes and the nutrients are also still intact. So even after this process, we're still bringing a food to the table that is clean, that is whole, that is living, that is raw. And that's one thing that I really love about Steve's, is you have that peace of mind. You don't have to worry about pathogenic bacteria in the food, but you're still feeding a whole raw living food. You still have all of the components. Yeah.
Yeah. That is awesome, because, you know, I think a lot of times that is a big concern. You know, I don't want my dog to get sick, and what if my child is feeding it, and, you know, all of this stuff. And I think that we have to, realize that the meats that you buy in the grocery store are covered in bacteria, but because it is designed to be cooked once you get home, it's okay. Like, it's allowed, you know, where like Steve's, a food like Steve's, you know, there's pretty much zero tolerance for any of those single cell pathogens, you know, like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria. Yeah. And it's good to know that the good bacteria is not being destroyed through that process.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, for anyone interested in reading more into that, you can go to the Steve's Real Food website and just type in HPP. We spent over 2 years developing our process and did a ton of studying along the way. And all of that is summarized on a great report on our site. So you can see any nutrient differences before and after. You can see how we remedied any changes in the food. You can see that the enzymes are still there. You can see that the good bacteria is surviving. So
that's great.
For anyone who wants to dive deeper, go check that out.
That's really good. Okay. Awesome. Well, so what would you say? Because, I mean, at this point, there are a lot of, you know, even though Steve's was the first raw food commercially, you know, commercial raw food pet company, what would you say are some of the things that set them apart from all of the other companies now that are producing raw food?
Right. Well, first off, you have the value. I mean, we already talked about the manufacturing. It's all top notch. And we already talked about the ingredients and the sourcing. So you can feel good about the decisions you're making, the ingredients that are going into the food all the way back to the farm level. But we really, really focus on value. We want to provide the very best food available, but we want to keep it affordable. And we do this by keeping the size of our sales team very low, by doing all of our sales remotely. We can really decrease the cost associated with that and keep the price of our food very affordable. And the value is incredibly high. The ingredients going in versus the cost of the food is just, you know, insane. We also offer some awesome bulk options. You know, we have our 20-pound bulk box. You get 40 patties in there. It's a great way to ensure that dogs and cats have the ability to eat raw, even on a fixed budget. You know, even if you don't have a ton of money, you can still work raw into any diet. So that's a big thing for us, is affordability without compromise. We also take a big stance on the environment. We are huge about being eco-friendly. All of our packaging is recycled and recyclable. The inks on our boxes are vegetable dyes. Our facility is wind and hydroelectric powered. So from the ground up, we are environmentally friendly. And of course, our safety practices, you know, that HPP process, that's been fine-tuned by us. So I don't know that anyone else is creating such a safe and yet still living food. But yeah, every step of the way, the formulations, the safety, the value, the sourcing, the eye to the environment, all of this are things that really set us apart. One of the cool things that sets us apart is we include goat milk in every one of our formulas. People have already seen so many benefits from including goat milk in the dog bowl, right? And so just adding it to the food right from the start, you're getting all of those awesome benefits without having to to pour it over the bowl or add it in later. So that's one thing that really kind of sets us apart.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that kind of going back to your affordability, and I think that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons why we have, you know, just sold so much of your food is that it does come in a, you know, more of a value pack, mm-hmm. you know, like 13.5 pounds. And I know we're going to talk about some of the products here in a second, but that price per pound mm-hmm. is a good value. And then, like you said, the bulk boxes are as well. So we do love that, especially for those people that, you know, are feeding bigger dogs or multiple mm-hmm. dogs.
Right.
So yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, you can feed a 40-pound dog, Steve's, for an average of less than $5 a day usually.
Nice.
So that is absolutely awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. That is awesome. So what are some of the things that you hear from customers or consumers about their pets once they switch over to a raw diet like Steve's?
Yeah, so I'm sure you've experienced this a lot in your store as well. And I saw this within my own dog. That's what brought me into the raw world back in 2016, probably. But since then, I've transitioned hundreds of dogs either onto a fully raw or partially raw diet when I was working in retail stores. And the differences you see are just fantastic. First off, it's usually the best option when you have a dog that's suffering from some type of issue. If you have an itchy dog, if you have a dog with digestive issues, you know, a chronically sensitive belly, if you have a dog who's overweight, if you have a dog who is suffering from dental issues, you know, raw food can help improve all of these systems because this is the food that these animals were designed to eat. Mm-hmm. And so it works with their body so well. But yeah, it very quickly, you usually see a softer coat. Mm-hmm. For my golden, it was a reduction in body grease, which mm-hmm. was really nice. That was an issue he always had where you pet him and you want to go wash your hands afterward.
Right. Yeah.
Just a month after including raw food in his diet. We hadn't even transitioned all the way to raw. We were only giving him 20% of his diet in raw at this point. Just a month into it, I noticed a huge decrease in that amount of body grease. Mm-hmm. So that was amazing. But you see much easier weight control. Their metabolism picks up. It's easier to put a little more weight on or pull a little weight off, whatever you need to do.
Right.
You see a huge improvement in the teeth. And this is one area I always told customers, take some pictures before you start to transition to raw. You know, open up their mouth, take some photos of their teeth, their gums, and then a couple months down the road, take a look again. Mm-hmm. Because you always see just wonderful improvements in oral hygiene, in oral health, you know.
It's so true. Yeah. You know, that's one of the things I love about feeding a raw diet is, mm-hmm. you know, I have bigger dogs and sometimes mm-hmm. smaller dogs have a little bit harder time, but they all, I mean, their teeth look like they're 1 year old, you know?
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And I think, you know, again, that myth of you need that crunch to clean the teeth, you know.
Try brushing your teeth with pretzels.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see how that works. Yeah. Let's gunk those up.
That's the same philosophy. Right?
Exactly. And you know, a couple of other things, you know, that I find that people, they'll sometimes call us and they'll go, mm-hmm. So when my dog pooped, it's really small, you know, what's going on? We're like, yay. It means that they're getting more nutrients from their food. It's not coming out in waste, you know? So
yeah
that's
absolutely.
Another one that I hear a lot.
Yeah. Or better energy, better focus. My dog is so much better behaved.
Yes.
Or much less anxious.
Yeah. They're not getting those blood sugar spikes from the high carb diet. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to mention is this just happened in the last couple of weeks. I had a customer that he had started giving his dog some very low quality kibble because his dog just loved it, you know. And I said, well, of course, it's like, you know, your child eating sugar cereal. You know, they love it, but is it the best? Well, anyway, he said to me, he said, my gosh, do you know what the worst part was? And I knew what he was going to say. And he said, my dog has never been so smelly. And I said, exactly. So, it, you know, it speaks to the quality of food that you put in is, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to have the output too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I say this a lot. We always think of food as fuel. We pretty much exclusively think of food as fuel, you know, almost like a coal oven. You shovel it in, they burn it for energy. You put in too much, they get bigger. You put in too little, they get smaller. But for the most part, food is energy, right? But
yeah,
I mean, dogs, cats, humans, we're constantly turning over our cells. We're constantly breaking down cells and building new ones. Up to 3.5 million cells every second are replaced. And we are made of what we eat. So
exactly.
We want to provide the very, very best building blocks for these animals and for ourselves.
That's right. I mean, they've already got a shortened lifespan as it is. So mm-hmm. like, let's give them every advantage we can. And this is one way to do it for sure.
Yeah.
So the one thing I love about Steve's is the product lineup. You have foods for dogs, foods for cat. You have bulk options. You have some amazing goat milk supplements. And I was hoping you could kind of just run down some of your products.
Yeah, absolutely. So our original diets, I mean, that's really where it's at. That's where we started. Those are available in 6 flavors and they're available in frozen or freeze-dried. Freeze-dried is an awesome way of maintaining the nutritional quality of the food, yet making it more shelf stable. So once a food's been freeze-dried, lots of people are familiar with freeze-dried now, it's easy to just keep it right on your shelf. Great for travel, great for using it as a treat, you know, great for those folks who aren't ready to start thawing raw food yet. But yeah, all of our original diets are available in the frozen and that freeze-dried format. And these are all 80% meat, organ, and bone, and 20% produce. And we found that this blend just does amazingly well at supporting animals through their whole lives, helping them thrive, and at the same time, being easy to transition onto or work into any diet. I've had plenty of folks who they just wanted to keep feeding their kibble, but they love the idea of what raw could do. And so they just started working in some of the original diets to their current kibble diet. And saw huge improvements just from doing that. So our original formulas are available in their frozen format in 5-pound bags of nuggets and our 9.75-pound bulk box. That's a great value for that nugget size, that tater tot size nugget. And you open up that bulk box and there are 2 Ziploc bags on the inside full of food. So it makes it very easy to store it. Work it into your freezer at home. I can fit mine in my consumer freezer and still have room for my ice cream. I don't have to pull it out on the shelf and eat, you know, 2 quarts of it to make room for pet food. So I'm a huge fan of those bulk boxes of nuggets. But we also do patties. And for me, this is where it's at. Each one of our patties feeds 20 pounds of dog for the day. So it's very easy to break down how many you need to feed. It's very easy to break out the math of, you know, how much is this going to cost? It's very easy to break it up and say, okay, I'm just going to do half of his diet in the patties, you know, so I'll feed my dog 2 patties a day. Makes that very easy. We do 13.5-pound boxes, which you open that up. There's 27 patties in there. We say 1 patty a day for a month. Makes it very easy to feed that alongside anything else you're doing. And then we also have our 20-pound bulk boxes. So our 20-pounders, again, you pop that open and there are 2 sleeves inside, 2 Ziploc bags. Makes it very easy, again, to store them into any consumer freezer. You don't have to fit that huge honking box in there. So I'm a huge fan of the original diets. I've worked with them for years. They do fantastic. They feed really, really well. And these are actually formulated for both dogs and cats. So we've made sure there's enough taurine and enough arginine in our original diets to support cat health.
That's amazing.
We do make a prey model cat food. I do recommend that one more for cats. But mm-hmm. I had plenty of customers who wanted to feed both animal out of one bag. And plenty of cat customers who their cat was just picky and didn't want to try the prey model. And so, hey, if they got it to the 80-20, that's fantastic.
Right. I have one of my employees that his cat, I mean, the cat destroys Steve's. Like, that is his cat's favorite food.
Right.
And so, so it's good that it's a dog and cat.
Dog and cat. Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that that I thought was really cool. I think Steve Brown had a lot of foresight when he originally kind of started tailoring these formulas, including cats, because it's raw feeding is so important for cats too.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
It's incredible. Yeah. So all of our original diets are available in 6 flavors. We've got turducken, chicken, turkey, beef, pork, and lamb ewe. That lamb ewe is an interesting mix of lamb and emu. Mm-hmm. It's our leanest formula, low fat, low cholesterol, good for those dogs who need to lose a little weight or just can't have as much fat. Mm-hmm. See, I'm a huge fan of our original diets. For me, that's where it's at. That's our flagship. We also do a prey model, which I think is really neat, really good for those super high energy dogs, really good for households full of cats. You know, we do 20 pound boxes of prey model cat and dog food. Those are available in beef, chicken, and turkey. And these are 95% meat, organ, and bone, and 5% supplements. So there's no produce in there. Makes it really easy to offset a mostly kibble diet. It's a great way to add some raw nutrition in there in a more concentrated form, if you will. And it's good for, you know, dogs who are maybe sensitive to certain produce ingredients. But I find it works really well for athletes, for hunting dogs, for police canines, those dogs who need that energy over the course of the day. They just need that high energy output.
Not the dog typically that's just laying on the sofa all day as much.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Not the one that's just hanging around as much. And honestly, I think there's a lot to be said for the produce that's going into the original diets. Everything in there is playing a part and provides these awesome benefits to dogs. So I really actually prefer the 80-20 for my dogs.
Nice.
We also have a prey model cat food. This one is designed just for cats. Comes in little 2-pound bags of frozen nuggets, or this year it's available in 10-ounce bags of freeze-dried, which is a great way to get cats started, or at least get them to work some raw food into their lives. I used to take a piece of fishing line and pass it through one of our freeze-dried nuggets and drag it through the house to get cats to eat something other than their kibble. You know, nice. You have those heavily imprinted cats. The best way to get them to eat something else is think outside the bowl, because they're going to associate that bowl with the imprinting as well.
That's right. So that's right.
I'd always turn a game into it, you know, drag some freeze-dried down the hall, have some fun with it.
Yeah, that's great.
So our Quest cat food, this one, this prey model, it's really designed for what cats would be eating. You know, they are carnivores all the way down to their toes. They'd be taking down prey 15 to 20 times a day. They're such prolific hunters, but they would not be browsing on any vegetable. So
exactly.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. They get everything they need from their prey.
Well, and I will just interject here. You had sent us a few bags to sample out, and the cats, we've gotten so much positive feedback
That's awesome.
On the frozen and the freeze-dried of the formulas for you know, the prey model Quest for the cats.
Yeah, the palatability testing has just been fantastic. Cats have been really loving it. And one cool thing, circling back to our value pricing, it's actually cheaper to feed Quest cat food than it is to feed most canned diets.
Oh, good to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an awesome little fact. It's usually less than $2 a day to feed a 10-pound cat Quest. And it's going to be better nutrition.
No kidding. Yeah. That's great.
And I always liked the simplicity of it. You scoop, thaw it for half an hour or so, and then serve. Mm-hmm. To me, that's easier than wrestling with the can at 5 in the morning with the cat weaving between your legs, trying not to break the tab off, you know? Or you find that half-eaten can in the back of the fridge and Ziploc bag that is swollen to the point where it's going to pop if you just look at it.
With a little mold on top.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh, how long has this been in here? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm much more a fan of just scoop, thaw, and serve. I'll take it. Much easier for me.
Very true.
So that Quest cat food that's available in beef, whitefish, chicken, and pork. That pork's been great for sensitive cats, and palatability on that's just been huge. But all 4 flavors are amazing for cats.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have our line of functional goat milks. And these like are probably my secret favorite because yeah. I love natural healing. Mm-hmm. I love, bolstering animals through food versus, through supplementation whatever other methods we have. For example, if you have an older dog who's starting to get stiff in the joints, starting mm-hmm. to get that stiff gait, takes a little longer to stand up, you could just chuck glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, vitamin C at the joints, but you better believe the rest of his body is aging as well.
Mm-hmm.
So our dog nog, for example, it has goat milk in it, which already supports the whole body. We're adding whole egg, which is full of biotin and choline, helps support his skin, his digestion, his brain. It's full of amino acids that builds up that connective tissue and helps them just be stronger. But then it's also got turmeric and bromelain, and both of those are kind of broad-spectrum anti-inflammatories. Mm-hmm. They help reduce inflammation through the whole body. The bromelain helps the turmeric absorb. And then you have a yucca. We've got yucca added as well, which reduces inflammation in the gut. So now we're providing inflammation relief throughout the whole body, which is just fantastic. So you can see how we're not just supporting one piece of this dog. We're mm-hmm. supporting the entire dog. You know, we're adding a cranberry, yeah. which is full of lycopene, huge immune system boost. That egg brings hyaluronic acid. You see that in cosmetics a lot now, right? It's popping up in cosmetics. It helps help cells keep hydrated, basically. Mm-hmm. It helps them hold on to moisture really, really well. But it also helps hydrate the joints amazingly well. So we're providing all of this natural support through food mm-hmm. versus just, chucking some supplements, some glucosamine at the joints, for example.
Absolutely.
And every one of our enhanced goat milks is designed to do this and kind of, they're targeted and at the same time, they're going to benefit the entire animal. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about the Enhanced line. It's amazing.
So if you could maybe talk a little bit about each one of the functional goat's milk, kind of what their function is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Again, these are my favorites. So get me talking. Yeah, you won't have to tell me twice. So we have five flavors. I already went over the dog nog. I love the dog nog. It's great for older dogs and it's great for puppies as well. But even before they start showing symptoms, I'll recommend dog nog to my folks just as part of their feeding. It's just fantastic stuff. But we also have kind of our base goat milk. This is our chia-free yogurt. Mm-hmm. So this is, we've taken goat milk and then we culture it into a yogurt. So now it's goat milk yogurt. It significantly boosts the good bacteria. To that, we're adding coconut flour and chia seed. Both of those are great sources of omega-3s, which can help soothe the system, but they're also great sources of prebiotic fiber. So not only are we adding that boosted probiotic, but we're adding prebiotic fiber, which is food for the good bacteria in your dog's gut. We're not just putting fish in the tank. We're adding fish food as well
mm-hmm.
To help that bacteria really colonize and proliferate. And then we're adding them, all the powers of goat milk as well as those awesome omega-3 fatty acids. So this is the strongest goat milk I know of on the market. I love our chia freeze. It is so great helping animals who are going through a food transition or mm-hmm. they just need that probiotic. If they have the itchy paws, the itchy skin, if they have a dozen mystery allergies or allergies to every meat on the planet, this is a great way to start that healing process.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you change it, you pair it with a change to a lower starch diet.
Mm-hmm.
Processed starches can cause so many issues for our dogs.
Sure.
So this is a great part of a 1-2 punch, but it's fantastic for any animal, for any dog or cat. I used to make little popsicles out of it for my dogs, just for fun. You know, it's a fun treat on a hot day.
Oh yeah, they love it.
Oh, absolutely.
Dogs
yeah. So,
yep.
So I love our chia freeze yogurt. We also make, one that's geared more toward those dogs who are suffering from allergies. I know when I was working in the store and, a lot of customers I talk to, they see their dog itching and immediately assume, oh, it's the food. It's a food allergy. I got to switch the food, right? But dogs and cats, they suffer from seasonal and environmental allergies, mm-hmm. just like we do. And itching for them is, especially dogs, is like their number one symptom.
Yeah, exactly.
So our carnivorage is really geared toward helping to support those animals. But it also very heavily supports detoxing as well. It's really good at detoxing heavy metals and other things that our pets are exposed to. You know, I mean, we wear shoes everywhere. Our neighbors are spraying pesticides on their lawns.
Sure.
There's stuff running off and in surface water and just getting deposited. And dogs are picking this up all day on their pads when they walk outside. Mm-hmm. So having a good detox is just beneficial for every dog, even a dog without itchiness or sneezing. So this is all part of our carnivorage. Mm-hmm. Our carnivorage enhanced goat milk. It's just absolutely awesome. It's a blend of goat milk and plants and herbs that dogs would actually naturally forage in the wild. You know, if you had, I always say, if you had 10 acres and you had all these different plants growing and your dog could roam wild, these are the things that he would already go and eat. But these days, our yards are not the best sources of these natural plants that your dog would naturally forage. So putting them into a goat milk, boosting the absorbability by doing that and making it so easy just to pour it over the food. That is awesome. So I absolutely love our carnivorage.
That's awesome.
We've also got a CBD product. I know that you've probably seen a ton of benefits from using CBD for pets. And I know I have as well. My older guy, he's starting to get a little sore sometimes or just kind of anxious. And so having that CBD on hand is great, but I'll take his CBD too. I suffer from really serious inflammation sometimes and, you know, ibuprofen won't even touch it. And I've found that adding that CBD, man, gives me long lasting relief. These days we're all singing the praises of CBD. I know it's popping up everywhere.
It is. Yeah.
But for dogs and cats, getting them to absorb it can be tricky. For us, one of the best ways to absorb it is sublingually, where you put it in that oil, you drip it under your tongue, and you hold it there for a minute or so, swish it all over your mouth, and it gets absorbed into your bloodstream. For dogs and cats, it's hard to convince them to hold it in their mouth for a minute or two, right? I tell my dog, hold it under your tongue, and he just looks at me like he doesn't understand English. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
So we really wanted to make sure that we were maximizing absorption when we came out with a CBD product. And our Canigurt does just that. So this is our goat milk yogurt, and then we're adding organic CBD. And this organic CBD has actually been processed with nanotech, which makes the molecule size, it breaks it apart, makes it small enough to absorb directly into cells. So we don't have to wait for the liver to process it. Instead, it can be absorbed directly.
That's awesome. I love that.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah. But then by pairing it with the goat's milk, it increases the absorption even more. It's unbelievable. So dogs and cats can get a lot more results from a much smaller dose. It is so easy for them to absorb and you don't have to convince them to try to hold it in their mouth.
Exactly.
You just put it right on their food and you're good to go.
And they love it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love how you can use this one situationally. Sometimes I'll use it over long periods if I feel like he's sore, maybe he stepped wrong or something like that, and he's got a little limp on him, then I'll use it regularly. Mm-hmm. But I can also pull one out of the freezer if we have a storm that I didn't realize was coming. I can slap it under the sink for 15 minutes and put it in his bowl, and 45 minutes later, he's chilled out.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is great.
I love the ability to just help him relax. With all of these, you're also getting all those benefits of goat's milk. Yeah, I mean, goat's milk on its own is so beneficial. So in addition to all four of those that I just talked about, you know, those are all great for dogs and cats.
Sure.
But cats, they tend to suffer from a specific set of health issues, right? I mean, you have kidney disease. That's like number one. You know, so many cats are dealing with that, especially as they get older. You have diabetes, crystals, urinary and renal infections.
Yes.
All of these issues that cats chronically deal with. And a lot of them we can impact with food. Dehydration, chronic daily dehydration is like our cat's biggest enemy.
Absolutely.
They are just not well designed to drink water. They came from a place where they don't drink a lot of water.
That's
There's
right.
not a lot of water around. Yeah. So they never developed.
And then we feed dry food, and so they're in a chronic state of dehydration.
Absolutely. And then some food companies realized, you know, in order to get the cat to drink more water, we'll add some salt to the food. And that'll help the cat want to drink more water. But for cats, it's not like a want thing. They're not like, oh, I don't want to drink water. I feel good being dehydrated. They just can't get enough water into their bodies. You know, they were never really designed for it. They have never developed the ability to get water into their bodies very easily. It takes over 2,000 dips of their tongue just for cats to get a quarter cup of water.
It is
unbelievable how much work it is for them to drink. I always tell people, try spending a day eating dry snack foods and drinking water just by dipping your tongue into a cup of water. You can't lap it up. You can't scoop it up. Just dip it in, pull it back out, and see how thirsty you are by the end of the day.
Wow.
You know, you're going to spend a half an hour sticking your tongue into that cup of water. And at the end of the day, you're still going to be thirsty. And then you compound that over a lifetime. And, you know, this is undoubtedly one of the reasons our cats are living as long as they are. You know, I mean, the average lifespan right now for cats is 16. The longest lived cat in the world lived to 38.
Wow.
That's over double the average. That would be like us all passing away at 48 and saying, hey, that was a good long life.
Yeah.
You know, we can do better. So Pergert is a great way to get some of that hydration back into your cats. Pergert is actually an awesome source of intracellular hydration, intracellular moisture, which is the number one way to hydrate your cat. This is the type of moisture you find in raw food. That's the original muscle moisture still in the cells in its original form. So Pergert is a great source of that. And then we're adding some awesome ingredients to help support cat health. Marshmallow root helps support those mucous membranes, which is where cats typically tend to have all the issues. Respiratory system, well, that's mucous membranes. Digestive tract, oh, those are mucous membranes. Urinary tract, oh, those are mucous membranes. So having that marshmallow root in there to support those systems, huge, huge for cats. We're adding nettle. It's an awesome antihistamine, really, really nutrient dense. Great source of some fantastic minerals. Lysine, huge immune system boost for cats. Yep, absolutely. That stuff is great. And then we're adding krill oil, which gives it a flavor that cats really like, which is beneficial because if you, you know, we could formulate the best cat supplement in the world, but if cats won't eat it, what are we doing? Yeah. You know?
Yes. And it does make it a different shade.
It does. Yeah. Yes. It darkens it. Yep. Uh-huh. It's almost purple. Yeah.
Yes.
I love the color of the Pergert. Yeah. But that's also a great source of omega-3s. You get that DHA, you get that EPA. All of that is so soothing for the body, helps reduce or normalize levels of inflammation. And then really good for the brain as well. So you can see how much I love our enhanced line. You know, all of these are just so powerful.
Absolutely. My gosh. Yeah. There's so many benefits to each one. I mean, it almost sounds like, you know, you could maybe give a dab of each one.
I always tell people taste the rainbow, you know, rotate between them. That's one of the things I love about, natural things like this is you can very easily rotate between them. You can include them in any diet. Even if your dog's not showing these symptoms, you can help guard against them by providing these nutrients.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. And thank you for going into all the detail with the products, because I did want the listeners to hear just how, you know, intentional you guys are with every single one of the ingredients that you place in your products. So hopefully people can see the level of care that's taken. So
Every one of our ingredients, even our foods, I know I didn't mention the ingredients in those, but every single ingredient you pull out, there's no filler. It's everything is playing multiple parts and has multiple benefits to it.
Definitely. So Brad, as we're closing up today, is there anything else that you would like to leave the listeners with?
You know, just that when it comes to raw food, when it comes to just really species appropriate nutrition, it's not all or nothing, guys. Mm-hmm. You know, you can work in whatever fits into your lifestyle. You will never regret tossing in a few raw nuggets every day to your dog's food or switching over to a 100% raw diet. it is one of the very best, if not the very best thing you can do for your animal.
That is such a good point, because I think so many times people think, well, I either feed this or mm-hmm. this. And
either or.
Yeah. And there's so many benefits to even, you know, if someone can only do dry food, I mean, they could add in some of those functional yogurts, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's so many options, or a few nuggets, or, you know, mm-hmm. quarter of a patty, you know, depending on what, you know, how, whatever fits into their lifestyle, like you said. So I'm so glad Absolutely. You mentioned that.
Yeah. It's, you know, we eat processed food, but we know we can't eat all processed food. You can't just eat Pop-Tarts and breakfast cereals and McDonald's. You have to eat a salad sometimes. You have to eat fruit sometimes. Otherwise, you'll start feeling run down and tired. Mm-hmm. You'll start getting sick over the course of your life, you know. So we need to start treating food more like food for our dogs and cats as well. We've gotten into the habit of treating food almost like a prescription, right? You mm-hmm. walk into the store, oh, this is my dog's bag right here on the shelf. Same yes. flavor. I'm here every 45 days to get this 30-pound bag, you know, but food is food. And we need to remember that you can't thrive off of a fully processed diet. You know, That's humans right. can't, dogs can't, cats can't.
That's right. That's very good. Very good points. Thank you. Well, Brad, thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm sure that all the listeners are going to gather some really great nuggets from today's episode. And also, if they want to learn more about Steve's, they can go to stevesrealfood.com. And you can look at all their amazing products there. And then also, you can come into Bark Avenue. We have samples, and we carry the array of Steve's products. So thank you again, Brad. This has been so helpful.
Oh, this was great, Tammy. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a lot of fun talking to you.
Definitely. We'll talk soon.
Yep. Sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening in today. If you love this episode, share it with someone who may also want to help their pet. You can share it now or post it on social media. Tag me in it so that I can reach back out to you. I'm so proud of you for taking steps to help your amazing furry family member. Talk to you soon.